To the girl who hasn't read her Bible in days, I just want you to know that even though it may feel like God's annoyed because it's been a while, He's actually excited for you to come be with Him. I just want you to know that God's heart is for a relationship with you and that you can pick up right where you left off. I just want you to know that God is running towards you. Hey friend, you are listening to the She Lives Purposely podcast with me, Megan Edmonds. If you want to be encouraged and equipped to live purposefully, to live how God calls you to live, then this show is definitely for you. I believe that you have purpose and that your purpose, like mine, is to glorify God, and love other people. Each week, we'll talk about different ways that God has called us to live purposefully, chat about Christian living, answer life and faith questions, and have some powerful conversations with my friends. All right, so let's chat. Today, I want to talk about shame that holds us back, and breaking that shame so that we can move forward in what God has for us. That excerpt that I read at the beginning was actually from an Instagram post that I shared and really seemed to resonate with a lot of you, just a lot of people. And so I felt like talking about shame was something that was really important, whether it is shame specifically around reading the Bible or it's shame about a past sin, about, you know, a sin that you're currently struggling with, whatever it is, we're gonna talk about shame and what God would say to those things. And I hope that this episode is encouraging for you. Also, don't forget to enter our podcast review giveaway. It is wrapping up in the time, so you can get a huge stack of books and devos. I'm going to show you right here. It's from some of my friends and authors, also Daily Grace Co., Our Daily Bread, and a bunch of other places too, Proverbs 31 Ministries. So here's the stack right here for you that you could win. I'm so excited. All you have to do to enter is leave a podcast review on Apple Podcasts. So that is the main podcast platform with the purple logo. Before you hit that submit button on it, be sure to screenshot your review, send it my way, whether it's via email at megan@shelivespurposely.com, or if it's DM, whatever it is, just so I can contact you if you win. So write a review, screenshot it before you submit, and then submit it on Apple. And if you've already submitted something beforehand and you're like, wait, I want to enter too, but I already submitted a review, just screenshot that review and yeah, then you'll be entered to win. Super stoked. All right, let's dive into today's episode. The first thing that I want to say to you right now is that as a daughter of Christ, shame has no place in your life, friend. And I just want to say that really clearly. Shame has no place in your life. Maybe you are feeling shame over a past sin. Maybe it's something that you are currently struggling to conquer and you are actively repenting of in the Lord. Know that shame has no place in your life. Neither does sin, but shame has no place in your life. And here is why. One thing is that our God is a God of new mercies, of new morning mercies. He is so good. I think so often the devil drives us to sin. And then once we have sin, once we have fallen, he drives us to shame and kicks us when we're down. And he tells us, you know what, like, you're never going to be able to conquer this anyway. You might as well do it again. God is so over you. He's so done with you. He's so annoyed with you. Don't even turn to him. God doesn't want to hear from you. He wants you to clean up your act first and then go to him. And the Lord says, come to me, repent, come to me. And he wants to do a good work in us. He wants to forgive. He wants to redeem. He wants to restore. He wants to strengthen. He wants us to be walking with him. And he is a God of new mercies. And he has just so much grace, an abundance of grace for us. And I think that's so important. So I want to say that first and foremost, and just up front, he is a God of new mercies. I want to say too, that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. So there is a difference between conviction and condemnation. So conviction is something where you feel like, you know what, it's this recognition, I guess, that I have sinned, something where the Lord is putting this on your heart. And it's like, this is something that's not right. This is something that you need to repent of. But conviction is going to actually drive you to repentance and to going closer to the Lord. Condemnation is when it says, this is something you did wrong and you need to run even further. The Lord is so done with you, kind of like we were talking about before. And it drives you away from the Lord. The Lord convicts us and he calls out our sin and he points it out to us because he has so much more for you and I. And rather, the devil wants us to stay low in our sin, but the Lord wants us to come to him. He has open arms for us and there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. One of my all-time favorite verses is in Hebrews 4, and it talks about how Jesus is our high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses. And it says that we can come boldly before the throne of grace in time of need. Now, we would not need a high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses, and we would not need to be encouraged to be bold to come before God, and it would not be a throne of grace if we had not sinned, even as Christians, and we are going to sin as Christians, but if there was not sin in our lives, we wouldn't need those things. But because we are still human, even though we are Christians, because we are still human, we are in this earth, we are still sitting. And there's actually a sermon, I think I mentioned this in last week's podcast as well, but there was a sermon I listened to a few weeks ago. It was two different sermons talking about how we still have our Adam, we still have our humanness, we still have sin. But growing in Christ is choosing Christ, choosing the Lord in those decisions more and more and more frequently than we are choosing those sins. And so I just want to encourage you, yeah, that the Lord is a God of all mercy. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus, and that he is a high priest for us who can sympathize with our weakness and asks us to come boldly before the throne of grace to him when we need help, whenever we need help in time of need. So beautiful. He knows, friend, whatever you are struggling with, he knows everything that you have ever done before. He knows everything that you are going to do in the future. And these are the truths that he has for you. He is a God of mercy, that he is a God of grace, that he wants you to come to him before his throne of grace. And I just want to pour that over you today too. I'm blanking on the passage right now. Maybe it's baby brain, but I will link it in the show notes talking about how, you know, we're encouraged to not sin. But when we do, we have an advocate in Christ Jesus. And it's when we do sin, you know, we are going to sin, but we have an advocate in Christ Jesus. So that was just basically a puddle of words. But all of that to say is one, there is going to be sin in our lives. So if you have sinned, if you are, you know, there are sins that you are struggling with, know that you are not alone in that and that God already knows those things. He has already uncovered them. He knew you were going to do them before you even fathomed that you would do them. Maybe there are things that you never imagined you would do and you did them. Or maybe there are things that are quote unquote little sins, but you know that they are not little in the eyes of God. Sin is sin. But he already knew. And he wants to be your advocate. He wants to be your high priest. He has grace for you, not shame for you. He wants to call you to more, to higher. He wants to lead you to all the purposes and plans that he has on your life instead of kicking you when you're down. And my encouragement to you is to, with all of that knowledge, allow shame to be, and praying over this too, but allow shame to be cast off of you, to stop holding you back so that you can press on towards what God has for you, towards the upward call of God in Christ. Because when we are so stuck in our shame, when the devil tells us that we have already gone too far, and maybe that's, like I said, in something like Bible reading where we feel like it's been so long, God is annoyed at me, he's not even going to speak to me because he's going to be petty about it, and the Lord is like, no, please come, like, I want to spend time with you. And maybe it's a sin too that we're like, you know what, the Lord is so over me, he doesn't want to talk to me, and the Lord is like, my daughter, or if people listening who are guys, my son, like, come to me. I have grace for you. I have freed you. I want to free you. I want to forgive you. And I have forgiven you at Calvary, at the cross. I have more for you. I have grace for you. I want to make you new. I've washed you white as snow. Oh, just so many beautiful things. But knowing all of that instead of being told by Satan whispering these lies in our ears, knowing the truth of Christ allows us to say, you know what, Lord, here is everything that I have struggled with, that I have done, that I am currently struggling with, that I'm currently doing. I lay it at your feet. I repent of these things. Please forgive me. And knowing in that moment that he has forgiven you and that you are white as snow and that he is not harboring any of it against you is so beautiful, that you are reconciled with him. It is so, so, so beautiful. So that's just an encouragement too, is that claim those truths that are true, that we find in scripture, so that you can move forward in what God has for you instead of staying where you are. So you can move forward knowing that God has something for you. And two, we see this, and I'll talk about this a little bit later too, but we see this all throughout scripture, where the people that God uses, he has great plans for, are never perfect people. I'm going to save that because we're going to talk about that soon, but that's just so profound too. Like, yeah, the Lord is just so amazing and so gracious and so merciful. And all of that is poured out on you too. There is no shame. Shame is not welcome here in your life as a daughter or son of Christ who is listening. Two, I want to encourage you with this. Sin and shame is not a disqualification from the truth that as God's child, he will complete the good work that he started in you. It's not a disqualification from that truth. He said he will complete the good work, and he will. He has not given up on you. He is constantly reaching out to you. So I want to say that truth as well. I think that that's so important. And two, in that line of thinking, it is God who does the work. Shame so often makes us feel like, you know what, I'm never going to get there. I'm never going to be like, quote unquote, maybe those other Christians that I see that are doing all these things, or I'm never going to be, you know, totally in right standing with God. He's always going to be annoyed at me because of this or this or this. And you know, like, I am never going to figure those things out. And the Lord is actually the one who is working in us. Like, we have a responsibility, absolutely. But we also have this responsibility to bring these things to the Lord. And I want to dive into just looking at a couple of people in the Bible as well. But this, I feel like I wrote down, and I just, it has always stuck out to me. You know what? Like, actually, we're not good enough. And I think sometimes it's freeing to say that out loud and recognize, you know what? I am not good enough in and of myself. And God knows that I'm not good enough. But God is the one who does the work. When God calls Moses, Moses actually, you know, he doesn't say like, yes, like I got this. He actually says like, I'm not competent for this reason and that reason, right? Like, and God doesn't say, you know what, Moses, like, yes, you are good enough. You've got this. I believe in you. Like, you're so awesome. That's why I chose you. God says instead, I will be with you. He doesn't say, you got this, you're the best, like that's why I'm calling you, because you're the most capable. He says, I will be with you. And so I just think that that's such an important thing too. It's not that like we are so awesome as we want to step into the things that the Lord has called us to, and shame is the thing that holds us back, but it's recognizing, you know what, like to shame, like I am not good enough. But God has called me, but God has predestined me, but God has forgiven me, and he has given me grace, and he has given me mercy, and he has called me to more, and he has set me free. But God will make a way, and he will complete the good work that he started. So it's knowing in and of myself, I am not good enough, but the Lord is with me, and the Lord, oh, he is running after me. He is running after you, and he has so much for you. And shame is not one of the things that he has for you. He wants you to be set free of sin and of shame. So those things are not holding you down, holding you back. He loves you so, 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 so much. And so I just too want to list a couple of the people in the Bible that we see the God work mightily through, like do incredible things through, that were actually so imperfect. And I'm just going to list a few of them off here. One, is David, who committed adultery. He committed murder. And then we also see him struggle with pride. Moses, we see as well. Jacob, we see as well. Abraham, Isaac, Samson, Solomon, who is the wisest person, but yet he like takes on all of these wives. I think it's like over 1,000 like women in his life. Maybe it's like 300 wives and 700 concubines or something like that. I'm blanking on it right now, but just so many things that are actually like sinful in the lives of these people. Again, pride, there's so much that is happening too. Even thinking of Thomas, who is doubting Thomas, thinking too of Peter, who actually denies Jesus, and then too thinking of Saul, who becomes Paul, and even as Paul says that he does things that he wishes he wouldn't do, and the things that he, like, he doesn't want to do, the things that he does, and the things he does do, he doesn't want to do. I'm butchering that, but I will link that also in the show notes, that passage, because it's so powerful. But basically stating like he is doing things and he wishes he wasn't doing those things, even as Paul, not as the Saul who was killing Christians and just in charge of basically the persecution of Christians. But as Paul, he also was struggling with sin. And I think that's just an important thing to recognize and see all of these people throughout scripture that the Lord uses. And like David, who he calls a man after God's own heart, Abraham, who he calls his friend, these different people who all sinned and all fell short of the glory of God, even as they were walking with God, even as they were walking with God. And the Lord used them, the Lord forgave them as they came to him. And then it was, you know, especially like now, New Testament, in the blood of Jesus, we are washed white as snow. He has already covered you of the imperfections in your life, of the things you have done, the things you're doing, and the things you will do. And so let shame fall off. Repent, turn to him, and let shame fall off. And know that if you do sin again, there is grace for you and that he loves you so much and he is always running towards you. He is always running towards you. He is not petty. Sometimes we think of him as petty, but he is not petty. He is not, you know, like just so fed up with us because of different things. He already knew everything we would do when he called us, when he saved us. He already knew before we were born everything we would do, and he loves you so much. Go to him. Don't let shame hold you back from going to the one who actually is reaching out to you, so in love with you, so for you and not against you, who has so much for you in your life. He is so for you. Everyone has sinned. Everyone is imperfect. And even though, especially on social media, it seems like everybody has it all together, nobody has it all together. So friend, accept God's grace in your life. Move forward in grace. Keep fighting the good fight. And if you do fall, if you do sin, repent and go to him, and he is running to you. He has open arms. Keep seeking him. Keep bringing these things to him. Be in prayer. Be walking in obedience. Be walking in the light, confessing things to other people. Even if it is a shame of a past sin that you are struggling with, bring that to people as well so they can encourage you and pour truth into your life. I hope that that is an encouragement for you today. If you are someone who is struggling with shame, one, again, know you're not alone, and know that that is not what God has for you. He has forgiven you. He has redeemed you. He is for you and not against you, my friend. I hope this was encouraging. There is no Dear Meg segment today. So I hope this episode was a sweet one for you. I do want to say the best way to love on the podcast is to leave a rating or review wherever you're listening from. To enter the giveaway, that's specifically Apple Podcasts, so definitely do it there. But wherever you're listening from, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Share this episode with a friend who you know may be struggling with sin and shame, anything along those lines, especially shame, because I think so often, just as Christians, we can get very caught up in shame, and Satan just throws that in abundance at us. But the Lord is the one who says, I have called you, you are mine. Friend, I love you so much. I hope you have such a fantastic day. Live for Jesus. Live purposefully. I love you, friend.